WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance for light rain or showers today in a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In Southwest Iowa news, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports a Missouri man was arrested Thursday on drug and other charges following the chase of a stolen SUV, which later crashed and burst into flames. 37-year-old Sean Christopher Schmidt of St. Joseph, Missouri, was being held at the Fremont County Jail on pending charges of conspiracy to manufacture a controlled substance, unauthorized transportation of anhydrous ammonia, theft in the second degree, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of a precursor. Officials say Schmidt was one of two people who escaped on foot after a 2002 Hyundai Santa Fe was stolen out of northwest Missouri Thursday morning and crashed into a levee just south of 270th Street and 300th Avenue near Sydney. The SUV burst into flames following the crash and was a total loss. The chase began when Fremont County authorities were notified by the Missouri Highway Patrol that the stolen SUV was heading into the county. Deputies, along with DOT personnel, began a search for the vehicle, which was observed by a female DOT officer on northbound I-29. It left the interstate at exit 20 and proceeded eastward toward Thurman. From there, the driver of the SUV tried to elude the officer. Several other officers joined in the pursuit, but they lost contact with the vehicle. After it crashed and the occupants escaped, a report was received several hours later that a subject was seen running south on the west Nishnabotna levee. Deputies responded and took Schmidt into custody. The other suspect in the incident remains at large. News time is 7:08.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medication too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Well, firefighters in Atlantic were called to the scene of a residential fire early Thursday afternoon at a duplex located at around 2101 Chestnut Street. I spoke with Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese yesterday, who said the fire was called in by a person who lived on one side of the duplex.
One of the residents had awoken up and noticed smoke coming around the front of the house and then looked out back and saw the heavier smoke, tried to alert the neighbors, but they were already gone. Fully involved when we got here, the backside, heavy flame and smoke along a deck area, and got that knocked down, made sure nobody was in there. Talked with the owners right now, and from what we can find and talking with them, and right now it looks like it's probably discarded smoking materials, that probably the wind's kind of blowing this direction. It's probably something that's flared it up. I mean, all indications are, and she had been out back, so I guess it's not 100% stone at the moment unless we find something else, but that looks like it's probably cold.
McNeese said they were trying to determine exactly where the flame started, but he thinks it might have been on some patio furniture. The house sustained severe fire and smoke damage and will likely be declared a total loss. A single female lived in the one half of the duplex, and the couple and their child lived on the other side. There were no injuries reported. Police in Red Oak say 41-year-old Donald Evan McFarland of Red Oak was arrested Thursday afternoon on an assault charge. McFarland was taken into custody in the 1200 block of East Summit Street on a charge of serious assault at around 4:35 p.m. He was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held a $1,000 bond. A Council Bluffs man who the State Patrol says likely set a state record for speed on a public highway when he reached 188 miles per hour on his motorcycle while fleeing from authorities in 2009 was found guilty Thursday by a jury in Pottawatomie County of eluding a peace officer. The pilot who tracked 39-year-old James Foldenauer said Thursday that Foldenauer drove on shoulders and the center line to pass traffic. District Associate Judge Craig Driesmeier convicted Foldenauer for excessive speed at driving 188 miles per hour in a 70-mile-per-hour zone. The man is scheduled to be sentenced on March the 8th. Assistant Pottawatomie County Attorney Tom Nelson said he'll likely seek the maximum penalty, which is 2 years in prison on the eluding charge, an aggravated misdemeanor. The chase started after a trooper, Clark Foldenauer, and another motorcyclist traveling at 89 miles per hour in a construction zone on I-29 near Missouri Valley on August 5th, 2009. Brian Michelson of the Iowa State Patrol said the other motorcyclist, a woman, had stopped, but Foldenauer accelerated and reached 188 miles per hour near Honey Creek. He was driving a 2003 Suzuki Hayabusa. The two Iowa State Patrol officers on the ground and one in the air pursued Foldenauer, but neither of the police cars could keep up. Iowa State Patrol pilot Scott Pigsley said he was concerned about the safety of not only the motorcyclist, but everyone else traveling on I-29 in his path. He says he watched Foldenauer pass on the shoulders at high rates of speed, go on the center line between semis and cars, and while troopers on the ground couldn't keep up with the cycle, Pigsley followed it by air to an Omaha residence where Foldenauer was arrested by Omaha police. News time is 7:12.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trisha at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Francis Carter, age 87, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Francis Carter will be this morning at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Eloise Peterson, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Eloise Peterson will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Bernice Adair, age 91, of Panora, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Bernice Adair will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Cecilia's Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Leroy Rokholz, age 81, formerly of Adair, died last Friday in Illinois. Graveside services for Leroy Rokholz will be held today at 11 o'clock in the Dalmanutha Cemetery north of Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Glenn Benfield, age 75, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. A memorial service for Glenn Benfield will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Roger Rubel, age 72, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Roger Rubel will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Hockenberry, England Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Jennifer Rule, age 53, of Anita, died Wednesday at her home. Memorial services for Jennifer Rule will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Virginia Matteson, age 85, of Harlan and formerly of Audubon, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Nursing Home in Harlan. Celebration of Life Graveside Memorial Services for Virginia Matteson will be held on Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Laura Lillian Landis, age 93, of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Lillian Landis will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.